Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of whatever this fucking bullshit is. I'm your host, Alvin Kwai. And I just did the dishes for 45 minutes just now because my roommate left all his dishes out. He had a couple of friends over, had a little bit of a party, drank a little bit, ate a little bit, left a shit ton of dishes out, and then went out of the state to travel and left his dishes. So thank you, guy, for that. Well, let me ask you guys something. Who invented tall cups? All glasses, thermoses, these tall, narrow cups. Who invented them? They're hard to wash as fuck, dude. You can't reach the bottom of the fucking cup. It's too narrow. Were these made to be hand-washed by toddlers? Anyone who makes glasses and other assorted tall cups are pro-child labor because children's hands are the only things that can fit to wash the bottom of those things. It's unnecessary, too. Just why make them so tall? Just make it a little wider. I assure you, it's no problem for me, okay? Can't be as thick as this dick. Dude, the bottom of every glass I own is just filthy. I can't reach the bottom, you know? I'm trying to fucking take the sponge and grab it from one end and shove it down there and just scrub back and forth, but I'm not actually pressing it down. I'm just letting the soap drip down to the bottom, and hopefully that does some shit. But at the bottom of all my glasses is definitely some sort of hepatitis. Can't wash them. Who the fuck invented tall glasses, dude? It just makes no sense. Use your brain. Use your head. And to reward myself for doing all those dishes, I ate a lemon-flavored fig bar. Also, lemon-flavored should just go. Because I can't think of anyone who's like, I'll pick the lemon flavor. Lemon-flavored Skittles, Starburst. Dude, any candy, anything. Ice cream, dude? Who gets lemon-flavored ice cream? What kind of walking sociopath / homeschooled loser likes lemon-flavored ice cream? Stop making it lemon-flavored. Lemons are good. You know, the natural fruit. They are a necessary part of this world. But lemon-flavored? It's kind of like cherry-flavored, too. Cherry-flavored anything sucks. Cherries are so good. And cherry flavor just never tastes like a cherry. It always tastes like Robitussin. Is Robitussin cherry flavored? Either way, they're just not doing a good job with the cherry flavor. How Seinfeld-y has this opening been? What's the deal with tall glasses? Why make the cherry flavor? Is this art? Observational comedy? Is this the smartest podcast I've ever done? Because I'm observing the minutiae of life? What's the deal with lemons? George! Costanza! Okay. Not bad. Not a bad impression. Damn, I think I'm going to be an impressionist now. I was trying to think of other impressions to do. Can't think of any. I'm Batman. That wasn't even good. Batman's like the easiest thing because you just make your voice low and grovelly, but I can't even do it. I can't get that much bass. Rachel, where's Rachel? I I went to a bar yesterday for the first time in months. Months. I don't like going to bars that much. Everyone's got their titties out. It's like, put it away. I'm a Puritan boy. No, I'm not that big of a drinker, you know? But yesterday, your boy had two Corona Lights. What's up, dude? What's up? Two Corona Lights? You think you can drink with me? You think you can go shot for shot with the big boy, huh? Two Corona Lights, dude. I got drunk. I'm not lying. I got drunk off two Corona Lights. What's up, dude? They call me a frat boy. Mr. Party Boy over here. Two Corona Lights. What could have made it crazier? Just down in a cider? They call me a wild boy. Yeah, I got pretty drunk off two Corona Lights. And pretty good for me, honestly, because my mom will drink like, and this is not an exaggeration, she'll drink like half of one beer and she'll pass out. She'll be done. So the fact that I can drink four more times than my mom is pretty good, I would say, right? Can you fucker say that? You drink four times as much as your mom can? I don't think so, dude. Two Corona Lights, son. What's up? If I get a little crazy, I might throw a little Sam Adams in there. Corona Light also tastes like piss. I don't know why I got Corona Light. There were so many other better options. Even Stella's better than Corona Light. I should have just got some wine. Actually, no, I shouldn't have done that. I fucking got wine at a dive bar once. It tasted like if you took a Corona bat and its belly was filled with blood and you just drank the blood inside the bat, the Corona bat. That's what the dive bar wine tasted like, because I got red wine. But it got me nice and drunk, though. I'm not sure if it was the alcohol that got me drunk or just the bacteria. It's too hard to tell. It's too hard. Man, I'm really missing pre-quarantine times, dude. Getting a little restless. The biggest thing I miss about pre-quarantine times is how much I would see Stephen A. Smith everywhere. Because he was starting to be everywhere, dude. Fucking everywhere. He covered every single sport. Basketball, obviously. Boxing. He started covering the UFC. I saw him do a post-fight commentary with Joe Rogan. which was wild. Just because Stephen A. Smith is over 6 feet tall and Joe Rogan actually is like only, I think he's under 5'10". So I didn't know. But I think that just goes to show how big Joe Rogan's fucking hands are. That dude's fist was wrapped around the microphone and it was bigger than Stephen A. Smith's head. So I guess he's got that to compensate for his height. Who would want to be punched by that shit? Right? I think your hand just gets so big because you keep punching concrete or whatever Joe Rogan does, and then it swells up, and then it just stays like that. But Stephen A. Smith was starting to be everywhere, and it's hilarious because he was commentating on fights just like how he was commentating on basketball. He didn't have enough heart! He lost the fight because he didn't have enough heart. I'm Stephen A. Smith. And then Joe Rogan was like, I actually don't think that's the case. I think it's because, you know, technically he kept slipping to the right when his opponent kept throwing the left jab. And he didn't have enough heart, Joe. He choked, okay? LeBron choked. LeBron, where were you in the fourth quarter? Actually, Stephen A, it was five rounds, and LeBron was not fighting. It was actually Conor McGregor versus Donald Cerrone. LeBron choked in the fourth quarter, all right? That's how the UFC works, Stephen A. Smith. Skip. Skip. You can't be serious. Actually, my name is Joe Rogan, but whatever makes you feel comfortable, Stephen A. Yeah, he didn't really know what the fuck he was talking about. I think he commentated on like the Conor McGregor Donald Cerrone fight, and he was basically saying how one guy just didn't want it, which is just so ludicrous. A cage fighter And he was saying that about the guy who fights like 4-5 times a year. Just like, he didn't want it. It's like, that is preposterous. You can't just use basketball terms for any sport, dude. I know they're stretching you thin and you're working around 47 hours a day. But come on, have some legitimacy to your commentary. Just a little bit. Just the teeny tiny little bit. Dude, and then what was the most crazy thing was, and I swear to God this is true, Stephen A. Smith was on a post-Oscars show. I fucking kid you not. He was commentating on the Oscars, bro. He was with, you know, two white people who I didn't recognize. I don't know their names. But it was like the regular Oscar crowd. And then fucking Stephen A. Smith was just there. Like, I really think Parasite did a good job for winning all those Oscars. Really showed some heart. Really clutch. But where was LeBron in the fourth quarter? Stephen A. Smith, God, that slanty head of his. It's so entertaining, dude. It's so fucking entertaining. I can see why they use him everywhere. He just does a phenomenal job making everything seem so excited. And he seems like, everything he says, it sounds like he's debating for his life. And that's the type of delivery you need to succeed in showbiz. Come on, put on those dancing shoes, let's go. Entertain these motherfuckers. Just, yeah, he's fucking killing it, man. I wish I was booked that much. That's great. Stephen A. Smith. I also talked to this friend recently who she's making a big transition in this world. She's going from being a consultant to trying to be a doctor. Very big transition. She is making that transition right now. And it's strange, you know, just because it's like you're just choosing between like two accepted paths. You know? It's like, oh, you're switching from one thing that makes your parents proud to another thing that makes your parents proud. What bravery. You're going from one high-income job to another high-income job. Which, okay, you know, being a doctor is obviously a much, much more of a value add, right? But she's Asian, and amongst Asian people, it's like doctor, lawyer, businessman. You're switching from one big three to another big three? Not impressed. Tell me you're going to clown school, then I'll be like, okay, you're crushing it. It's kind of like if you switch from like working at like Goldman Sachs to JP Morgan. It's like, why do you even tell me? I said, what's up? I said, what's going on? What has been significant in your life? Well, you know, I'm going from one profession that Asians go into to another profession that a lot of Asians go into. No, but in all seriousness, that's a great move, you know. I would rather if all businessmen became doctors, that just make the world a much better a much better place, you know. But what about the markets? They're so important. Whatever. Just let them all burn. You know what sucks though about being a doctor is you can't really make the same excuses about not being passionate about your job as like a business dude. You know, like business people and lawyers, they can just be like, I was working long hours and it was really unfulfilling. I just didn't feel like I was meeting my life's purpose. And it was just, I just felt like unfulfilled working that job. You can't say that if you're a doctor or else you're a sociopath. You can't be like, yeah, I was like saving lives and, you know, this baby, this toddler came in, he had cancer, I cured him. But I just feel unfulfilled. I just feel like I'm not doing much, honestly. I don't get it. I just don't get the hype. It's just not worth it. Doctors can't say that, you know. They have to, if they want to exit their field, they have to come up with, like, a crazy excuse. You know, just like I got in a car accident, now the left side of my brain doesn't work, so I'll probably end up killing more people than I help. You got to say shit like that, right? But you can't be like, yeah, the hours, it's too hard, honestly, just too hard. Oh, it's too hard to save people? It's your time is more precious than human lives. Dude, I think doctors should just be like, dude, I don't want to do this shit anymore. It's hard. I had to do so much school. I'm in so much debt. And yeah, maybe it is unfulfilling to some people, you know? Being a brain surgeon. Yeah, I saved this guy's brain, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like my calling is being a painter. Yeah, you know, I kept this guy's leg from getting decapitated, but I really feel like a career in information technology or procurement is my calling. I wonder if anyone does that shit. Goes from being a doctor to being a businessman. Actually, there are a lot of people who do that. At my old consulting firm, there are people who graduated from medical school and then they started working in consulting, which is just like, dude, I can't imagine what excuse they fucking have to doing that. Yeah, well, you know, my favorite part of being a doctor was diagnosing patients. But you know what I find more interesting? Diagnosing companies. You know, patients and companies are really similar. You just have to heal the pain. It's like, shut the fuck up. You want money. And that's fine if you admit it. But I feel like no one's straightforward about that shit, right? All these smart people being doctors, like, just because, you know, they're like, I just want to be a good person. It's like, dude, doctors are well paid. That's a huge part. But you can't say that shit out loud, you know? Some doctors are raking it in, dude. Some doctors make like $1 million a year. It's just crazy. They're operating on that many brains. They're operating on rich people brains. Which, I feel like it would be hard to be like a brain surgeon like 50 years from now if you could like actually control what people do. Like you could change the structure of their brain and then, you know, have it so people just keep coming back to your office. But that's, you know, that's my future plans. For now, I think this podcast will do. Guys, that's going to be it. So, I mean, I don't know. You want to hang out at CVS later or what? Hit me up if you guys want to hang out at CVS. Also, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help. Write a review if you want to. And, yeah, dude, fucking email me. Right? Email me. I would love to know what you guys think of the pod. And, yeah, I'll catch you guys later.